Collingwood's beloved La Moda Salon is celebrating a remarkable milestone as it reaches its 50th year in business. Founded by Sam Bagia in 1973, the salon has become a local institution, providing hairstyling services and making customers feel like family. Today, the salon is run by Sam's daughter, Carla Bagia, who has continued the legacy of excellence and customer satisfaction. For 15 years, I worked for somebody else until I learned to be a proper hairdresser and how to run a business, and then I opened my own in 1973, said Sam Bagia, reflecting on the salon's early days. La Moda Salon began its journey in downtown Collingwood before moving to its current location on St. Marie Street in 2005. To honor the occasion, La Moda held a celebration on June 15, inviting loyal customers, friends, and members of the Collingwood community, including MPP Brian Saunderson, to join in the festivities. La Moda, which translates to fashion in Italian, was named to reflect Sam's stylish and fashionable approach to hairstyling. Sam, born in Italy, arrived in Canada at the age of 15 and eventually found his way to Collingwood. Carla Bagia, who has been part of the salon since her early years, shared her love for the profession, saying, "I enjoy my job a lot because, first of all, I'm making people happy. It's a social job and a very creative job." She expressed gratitude for the loyal clientele that has become like family over the years, emphasizing their importance to the salon's success. With 50 years of experience, Sam Bagia offered advice for aspiring entrepreneurs in the hairdressing industry. "To be successful, you have to work yourself," he advised. "You must work and be a worker. You have a hairdresser and a business owner." Sam emphasized the significance of hands-on involvement and the need to maintain a balance between being a hairstylist and managing the business effectively. However, in an unexpected announcement, Sam revealed that La Moda will be listed for sale. While the decision to sell the business marks the end of an era, Sam hopes to find a passionate and professional hairdresser who will take over and carry on the salon's legacy. "It has to be a professional hairdresser who wants to operate a successful business," he explained. "They must use it as a hair salon and maintain the reputation and quality that La Moda is known for." Carla, and another longtime employee Jackie Newton, plan to continue to work at the salon even after the business has been sold.